The Koi Gig Pod.
Yeah, I think what Athlone have done is now, as well as being a brilliant team, like the best team always wins the league. I'm a firm believer in that. But they're kind of like the blueprint of how to grow a team. I mean,
subscribe to the Koi Gig Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Zeebo going on his own. He gets the try.
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Whoever gets over the line, try for Munster.
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello and welcome to the Red 78 on this Halloween evening. A very welcome along to the show. Rory O'Hagan along with Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes. And we have a lot to talk about this week. Graham Rowntree has left Munster. A lot to talk about surrounding his departure. Of course, Munster on a poor run of form. We'll talk about that. And we'll look ahead to the clash of the All Blacks 15 coming up this coming Saturday at Thomond Park. But a lot to come on Graham Rowntree's departure on this episode of The Red 78. Now, you can answer your club's call. You can win €10,000 for your rugby club with the Bank of Ireland Never Stop Competing Challenge. Teams from across Munster will go head-to-head in the ultimate catching competition for a shot at glory for their club. Think nobody can beat you at catching a high ball? Now is your chance to prove it. Round up two teammates and take part at Thomond Park on November 30th. Plus, everyone who competes will get a free ticket to see Munster take on the Emirates Lions. So, what are you waiting for? Enter now at neverstopcompetingchallenge.ie or ask your local rugby club for details. Lads, it's been a week. It's been a very, very interesting week. We'll get to the texts and comments first off. But first, I suppose, just your general, feeling. Fiona, what was your reaction, your gut reaction when you saw the Munster statement that Graham Rowntree had left the club?
Yeah, personally, I was really shocked because I think the Sharks game is in the distance now, but even watching the press conference or the chat after, you know, Graham was looking, talking about that All Blacks game. And, you know, I suppose you were looking at coming back from South Africa and regrouping this squad, and what a game to try and win and put in a performance. So I was blown away. Mutual consent, I suppose. Being honest about it, the first thing that entered my head is why? How this is so quick? It isn't just as simple as look. We decided to do the RFU and Munster and us. So there, I felt like there was something more brewing in the background. Whether we'll ever hear that, I'm not sure. But I was certainly shocked with it.
Quinny, I don't think I saw this coming. What was your immediate reaction?
I don't think anybody saw it coming. Immediate reaction is shocked. It's one of those kind of things you go, whoa, it's big news. The phone starts hopping. Everyone asking questions. You know, people think I'm in the know that what's after happening here. Why did it happen? All that kind of stuff. So nobody saw this coming, really. I don't think it's... we have to be careful what we say here. Munster fans want to know what's going on. And as I said, we're doing a podcast. We try and engage the Munster fans every week. Both Fiona and I would love to be able to say, yes, this happened, that happened, this is the reason. But you're kind of on dangerous ground. We don't know. There's lots of rumours and speculation out there. And that's very unfair sometimes on people. So, yeah, it's initial shock. And, you know, Munster have won 2 out of 6 games. 2 years ago, they won 2 out of 7 in the first 7 games. So it doesn't look like it's results driven. Given where they were last year and they got to the semi-final and there was big frustration, disappointment losing to Glasgow. There was a home final on the horizon if they won that semi-final. So they could have been URC champions the last 2 years in a row. So, some would say, yeah, very close, and that things are looking good. But I think, again, structurally, and there needs to be a bit of a review here as to what went on. And if nothing is found and everything is in good order, great, move forward, get a new head coach and try and give the Munster fans a little bit of a lift again, because people are shocked here. And you have to feel for Graham Rowntree because, you know, his family are over in Limerick. He's... there's a family human side to this as well. So I don't think Graham Rowntree would have wanted to leave. Now, sometimes in work or in business and sport, people do change and they want to leave their job and move on to something else. But again, speculation, but I doubt if that happened. I think this is an RFU Munster decision to make a change. And, you know, getting the exact answers and the exact reasoning, I'm not sure we'll get to that, but maybe Munster need to Look, they put out a statement, and this happens, and it happens in Premiership football all the time. When a manager goes, mutual consent, handshake, out the door, you never hear another word from that person again. So I don't know what the what's going to happen and what happened here. But it's a big shock, and it's in the back of a lot of question marks in the last couple of weeks around performances. And look, again, maybe it has come from performances. Maybe there's a ruthless kind of an element to this to say we should be better, and there's a worrying sign. Because just because, history doesn't always repeat itself in the exact same way, in a sense of 2 years ago, as I said, 2 out of 7 went on to win it. You know, you could throw that argument out, keep throwing it out and saying, oh, Munster are going a great run, and who knows, they'll be in the playoffs at the end and they could win it again. But it's a big, big decision, and one that kind of is after rocking everybody.
Yeah, it certainly is. We get into the weeds, I suppose. And as you mentioned, Quinny, look, there are lots of rumours going around, lots of speculation, lots of innuendo. We can't really get into that because it's all that. It's just rumours and speculations. We can't really get into what we've been hearing outside in various media or whatever. So we can't really get into the, I suppose, the rumours that we've been hearing. So we just kind of stick to the facts and, I suppose, discuss Rowntree's departure that way. I have to say, personally, I suppose, anytime I've dealt with Graham, he's been more an absolute gentleman. He's always been very decent at post-match press conferences and pre-match press conferences. Very, very funny, very dry, sarcastic humour. And he was all very, very helpful as well. So I suppose thank you to Graham on that.
And he came on with us here as well, didn't he, Rory? He came on with us at the when he was announced as head coach, and was very open. And Fiona's going to read out some of the comments in a few minutes, but there's a few there saying that, he gets Munster and he's a good fit for Munster, coming from Leicester, and a lot of similarities and the battles we would have had in the earlier days in Europe with them, kind of working class club type mentality, and sometimes that bit of a chip on the shoulder that we reveled in, so some similarities, if people can understand that, Leicester and Munster, and maybe there was a big rivalry there in the early 2000s with Europe and all that. So it felt like he was the, we were both very pro him getting the job when he got it. And I suppose that's coming out a lot in the messages, that people feel that this is a big shock, and that he did a great job for Munster, and he did bring Munster the first trophy in 12 years. But things change quickly, and the dynamics of professional sport, we're not going to fuel any of those rumours, but there's plenty of them out there. So he might have been just unhappy with where he's going, the support he's getting, and the other side, Munster, the RFU, might be unhappy about his vision, whatever the case may be.
All right, there's certainly a lot of comments reaching us on the show, Fiona. There'll be certainly a lot of talking points coming out of those. We can't get to all links. There's been a lot of comments coming in about Graham Rowntree's departure, but Fiona, you've got those.
Yeah, I'll read through as many as I can. You can cut me off, Rory, when you think there's enough. So we'll start with Kevin Ryan. It's depressing enough that he's gone. What I'm now finding increasingly frustrating is that the lack of knowledge on what actually happened is facilitating endless different unfounded versions being asserted, and which seems to be more what I'd like to have happened. Quinny, you kind of chatted about that already, didn't you? Liam Walsh, hi, Quinny. This seems like a mistake. It can't be results-based decision. Won the URC in his first year, topped the league last year. There must be something else in the history in the background. Rumours of splits in the coach group, hard to know what to believe. Austin Hines, from a fan point of view, there seems like a backward step in every way. This is the kind of move I associate with disorganised and poorly managed clubs. I'm beginning to realise that is what we are. Paul O'Sullivan, he's gutted for Wig. Not the right choice to sack him, in my opinion. Injuries and poor results aside, the team was in transition. He deserved time to see the team through the tough period. Trying to get a new head coach in the middle of the season is going to be a tough, tough job. Redvef, I'd say the main thing people want to discuss or hear is the real Rowntree story. everything outside that is just ignoring the elephant in the room and carry on chatting, so we'll probably chat what we can. Eamon, I hope you use the show to recognise what a significant positive impact Graham has had on the Munster first trophy in 12 years, table toppers last season. He leaves a proud legacy. Declan, I'll finish on this. Injury profile unsustainable over the recent years. Horrible how the break panned out. You would hope health and nothing related to it for him and his family. Age profile in a certain area is tantamount to neglect. What's the plan? What the plan is for that would determine who wants the job, I think.
Yeah, a lot of talking points.
That's a really good one. Sorry, Rory, about the who gets the job. If, in very simple terms, if you sit down with people potentially employing you here, you need to see what's behind the first team, where it's all at, your S&C, your medical, your academy, players coming through. And from a selfish point of view, any coach going in there, it can either make or break you, in a sense that if it goes well and you go on a brilliant run and you turn things around and you win trophies and you compete for trophies, well, you enhance your own reputation. We had that with a number of coaches. You know, when Alan Gaffney came to Ireland, he was with Leinster first, he came to Munster, was he with Leicester at one point, went back to Australia, he was with the Wallabies. Jim Williams was the same, started his coaching, ended up going back working with Australia. Tony McGahan, you know, went back, and all these coaches that certainly I would have experienced. Munster is a big club in a sense that if you can, Jason Holland, he's with New Zealand now. There's probably a few more that you forget, even assistant coaches along the way. You know, Alan Waters is with Ireland now and was involved in two World Cups with South Africa. He's, you know, he was S&C with Munster a number of years ago. Felix Jones, Jerry, you know, they're so I'm not saying it should be a stepping stone, but it sometimes can end up in really putting a coach in a good position that they've, you know, you get it on your CV, particularly if you get the head coach job. So it's a really good point there from the person who sent that message. What's the plan? You sit down here. What's your vision? What's the future? Where are we going? And then you assess if you can see growth in that.
There's one of the comments, Fiona, saying that it can't be a results-based decision on Graham Rowntree's departure, but simple fact of the matter is Munster's results and performances haven't been up to muster this season so far.
Yeah, look, and I think the reason someone would say it, and I would say it myself, is we've seen in the past Graham's ability to turn that around, and such early on in the season, it's not very rugby-like, is it? I think Gerry Thornley had a piece saying, this isn't soccer, you know, and I suppose we see it so often in the Premier League that we're shocked to see it so early in the season, and if it's not really a daunting results-based, yes, at the end of the season, maybe he wouldn't have finished out the 2 years in the contract, but I certainly don't think it's results based. We've seen a spark in the attack. I mean, if you look at how Munster are attacking, yes, winning games is paramount, but how they're attacking, we've seen growth in that. I think they're second highest in the league in attack at times, in offloads, different things in the game that we've seen. It's just the results aren't going the way, but it's so early in the season that it can't be results based, because his profile as a coach has showed that he has an ability to get the group together after a bad run like that and lift them, as we've seen the two previous years. So that's why I wouldn't consider it results based. Something else must have happened. Yes, results are part of that process, but I would imagine there's been a couple of things added up. Even Graham speaking about looking for a prop. I mean, how frustrated is he over in South Africa to props moving someone to the opposite side to, is it 35 or 36-year-old props having to get through a game? You know, you can't, he's cried out, he's asked for help with these injuries. So I would imagine he's very, very frustrated. And we know Graham has been vocal in all his press conferences and he's honest about that. So hopefully with his honesty, we might hear down the road exactly what went on as well.
Simon Lewis in the Irish Examiner this week, when he had an interesting report on Graham Rowntree's departure, and he says that his exit was probably being discussed before the Sharks game, and that Simon Lewis understood that talks had been ongoing between himself and Munster Rugby Board and the Professional Games Committee. So this has obviously been something that's been brewing in a while, and maybe it was down to the fact that the results didn't change, that they didn't get better, and therefore that they decided just to part ways.
I think, look, it wouldn't, I'd love to have the answers here for people who want and expect maybe us to come out and speak about this. There's it's a really difficult one because we don't know exactly. And, adding kind of fuel to any of the speculation, but I would suspect that, when Munster arrived back on Monday from South Africa, that they didn't just make a quick decision there, the powers that be. So what Simon is saying there about this being in the offing, I'm sure it has. Maybe the South African tour kind of rubber stamped that it's not working. Things have broken down. We've heard issues about the dynamics of the coaches and the vision and people going different directions with the way they want things to operate. Again, you know, that's their rumours on the outside. They're people saying that to me, not me saying this. I want to clarify because any of my interactions with Graham have been, you know, there's been never been an issue. And I thought, as I said, he was the right man for the job and I backed him for the job. And he got that brilliant success in winning the URC. I have connections, obviously, with Mike and Dennis, but I don't go there. I don't go and ring them and say what's going on behind the scenes or what's this or what's that. It doesn't happen because that's unfair on them and it's unfair on me in a sense that potentially they could influence me what to say when I'm on a platform like this or vice versa. You know, I could put them under pressure. So that doesn't happen. Roger's one of my best mates. I don't ever talk to him when Leinster are playing La Rochelle in the last few years and start getting little insights here or there because, again, it's a recipe for disaster with friendships. So it's probably as well that I clarify that because people think that maybe I'd be ringing Prendy or Dennis or anything like that. I have respect for all of them. And I think I thought they were a great dynamic as a coaching ticket when it all pieced together. I thought, and they had that instant success and you know, I was there in Cape Town when they won that URC and it just felt like a really magical moment, aside from the obvious of winning a trophy. But this was like such relief and, you know, seeing Munster fans that were there when I played and won, you know, when we won the 06 and 08, we all looked a bit older, but the diehard fans that travelled to Cape Town. And it was a massive relief. And people at home would give so many people a lift. And great optimism. Can we kick on here? And can we grow and get stronger? And, you know, I suppose the injury profile last year was horrendous. It's cropped up again, been really bad. So I think all the elements here need to be looked at. Obviously, there needs to be a review. I said that in 2016, and it was seen as having a major go off Munster. But I think in any organisation or any situation like this, and maybe it's happening, maybe there's people, maybe that's the reason. Maybe there has been a review of where everything is going. But I think, you know, again, you can't come out and tell your fan base every last detail of what your plan is and what you're doing and where you're weak and where you're strong. But I think seeing some bit of a collective movement here would be really good for Munster fans. And again, there's a human side to Graham leaving. You know, I doubt very much that he decided I want to finish up with Munster because they're not working with me here. I'm not happy with where we're going. So, you know, it's a really, really big call. And it's one that unfortunately will rumble on a little bit. So there is those rumours out there that the dynamic kind of broke down a little bit. So maybe that's part of it. I don't know. And that could be very unfair to say that. But just because, you know, Graham may be unhappy with some part of his coaching staff or his playing staff, So we don't know. And maybe there is an amicable kind of movement here, that there's an impasse that can't be breached. The problem for Munster now is getting somebody to come in, and Ian Costello takes over. In the short term, they play an All Black select team on Saturday in Thomond Park. It's a sellout. What do you think the questions will be, Fiona, if you're walking into the stadium on Saturday for both of us and any other ex-Munster players? What's going on? Why did this happen? You know, so I don't know. It's, you know, maybe they could have done without a match this week and just and get themselves together. But the other side of this is there's people in the group there. You know, Mossy Lawler came in from Connacht as well. Prendy, Leamy, they're not inexperienced guys. You know, well, Prendy is probably the most experienced of being, you know, on the coaching ticket before for the other lads. And maybe he would put his hand up and say he wants to a crack at the head coach's job. We've seen a, you know, incredible improvement in the way Munster have played in the last few years. And that's very obvious to see from the way Munster previously played under Johan van Gran. So, yeah, there's been, some green shoots along the way, but I think it's a worrying time for Munster now. And, you know, maybe this is a ruthless kind of a decision that the PAG or the powers that be who make this decision, and the RFU, David Humphreys, I'm sure he has to be involved with this. Mm. And the same with David Nissafora, with any of the appointments or sackings. And we saw with Dan McFarlane last year when he left Ulster, that was a kind of a shock, because it doesn't happen. And you said Gerry Thornley makes the point, this isn't soccer. It's not like willy-nilly you sack coaches. It doesn't really happen in the professional game here. When coaches run out, when contracts run out and stuff like that, they mightn't have been renewed, or people get time to kind of close the door behind them themselves, if you like, and leave and clear out their office. This is a very rash kind of, not a rash decision, but a very quick announcement, and one that shocked people. So who knows where they go to from here.
That is it for part one of the Red 78. To listen to the full episode where we talk more about Graham Rowntree and we look ahead to this week's clash against the All Blacks 15, you can become an Off The Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Off The Ball app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot.